This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
If Jesus is fully human, how does he escape total depravity?
His parentage is not by human fatherhood, which is important because sin entered the world through one man, Adam, and that is Romans 5:12. So he had the representative authority, and those who are in him died. And if you go to Romans 5:19, it says, through one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners. But because Jesus was not a direct descendant of Adam in that biological sense, in that of the male representation, he did not inherit a sinful nature.
Number 5.
A depraved mind. Is there a way to identify these people or person? Is there a point in which you should stop evangelizing because it might be pointless?
We can't identify them because we don't know who they are. Not elect, given over. Our job is to do the best we can to witness to people. And what happens a lot of times is that we just have to recognize there's a time when we say, I don't know, and you don't seem to be listening, and I've tried, and it's subjective, and you just say, I'm done. I'm just done with you. And I think there's a legitimate case for that. When does that happen? Good question. I think it's something we just do when we do it.
Number 4.
You believe us. Pray for other believers for healing, but that particular person wants to go home and be with the Lord.
Well, then just pray simply. Just pray, Lord, your will be done. I'd like to see this person healed and delivered, but nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done.
Okay. So it doesn't matter. If they want to go to glory or whatever, you just still pray for them to be healed.
Yeah, I would pray for them to be healed, but sometimes that healing might be deliverance into the presence of Christ. And so just, you know, Lord, I'd like to see them healed, but Lord, you know, if it's their time to go be with you, then praise God, you know, then deliver them quickly.
Okay, so let's just say they don't want to be healed, but it's not their time to go to the Lord. He will heal them just to bring them back to fulfill their purpose.
Maybe. You just pray and ask God for His will. Say what you basically think is a good idea, what you think is the right thing to pray, but you say, Lord, I just submit that to you. May your will be done, not mine.
Number 3.
If God is complete, He's God Almighty, He's self-sufficient, why would God have to express love to another being if He's any content with Himself?
So first of all, the issue of the eternal nature of God. Since the Bible says that God is love, 1 John 4:8, and Jesus said in John 15:13, the greatest act of love is to lay your life down for a friend, then the question that becomes in Trinitarianism, can God manifest the greatest act of love in His self-sacrifice? Yes, He can. In Unitarianism, where God is one, how does He express this aspect of love? How does He express a fellowship? In Unitarianism, God would eternally be alone, and we understand that we need fellowship, we need awareness of others, then what we do is we try and understand how the single person of God would exist without a full manifestation of personhood. And so this is it's a difficult issue. Mm-hmm. It's a difficult issue to address.
Number 2.
What advice would you give for someone maybe who is, you know, walking with the Lord and just maybe struggling with devotional life, and then you look at the devotional life and it's like you struggle with that, and it's like, okay, it kind of brings up thoughts like, am I really saved then if my devotional life isn't up to par than what it should be?
Wow, we should talk, because my devotional life right lately has been pretty bad. I know that God's calling me to pray more, and I just always found excuses not to. You know, I do pray, my wife and I pray and stuff, but you know, I got to read the Bible more. I got this more. I just get so stinking busy. I'm right there. But you see, I don't put my faith and my trust in my devotional life. I put it in Jesus. The manifestation of my salvation is in orthodoxy and orthopraxy. Orthodoxy is the right belief, and orthopraxy is the right works, the right doing. We're not saved by our works, but if you believe the truth of who Christ is, you know, God in flesh, died on the cross, rose from the dead, and justification by faith alone in Christ alone, that's orthodoxy. Orthopraxy is, you know, you're faithful to your wife, you don't lie to people, you're honest, you're a man of integrity before God. We're not talking perfection here because nobody's perfect, but the idea of you're walking it and you're seeking to walk it. When you mess up, you deal with it.
Right.
That's where we should be looking. Christ is the center of all of that, like the sun. And what orbits around him is orthodoxy and orthopraxy, the regenerative work of God's indwelling of Jesus in us. It's like two worlds out there. Both of them are equally important, orthodoxy and orthopraxy. Without orthodoxy, you can't be saved. Without orthopraxy, you are demonstrating you're not saved.
And now, the end is near.
So long, farewell, I'll be to say that you...
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.